Blog Talk Radio.
Up your head. How else? How else? I can't feel a thing. Happy Thanksgiving to all you all today. Hope that you don't eat too much turkey and too much cake, too much pies and cakes and get upset your stomach. But we bless God every day. We thank God every day because every day to a Christian, to a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ is Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving, especially when we are in the land of the living. We give him thanks every day. At least here on Blog Talk Radio. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God, for Shepherdess Holmes. Thank you, O God, for she coming out of her busy schedule with her family on this day, Lord God, to give thanks, O God, to give honor and glory to your name, to put a word in the atmosphere for somebody that's out there on the street that maybe they don't have a place to go, but they have a cell phone. They have somewhere of hearing Blog Talk Radio and hearing a kind word to encourage them to that life is not over, oh God, until you say so. Lord, we ask you to bless her today, bless her children, bless her grandchildren, bless everything that concern her. And Lord, we ask you to continue to strengthen her body, continue to strengthen her mind, her spirit, her soul, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to continue to order her steps in your word. Almighty Father, we ask you to touch her lips and touch her eyes and her ears of Claire, that she might see and hear and speak your word today with clarity, O God. We pray, Father God, that those that are listening, O God, that their hearts and minds be receptive, O God, not just to hear the word, but, Lord God, to activate the word in their daily walk, in their life, O God. Yes, Lord God, because your word suggests don't be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. So, Father, we thank you today. Bless the airways. Oh God, you have saturated the airways with your presence already. Oh God, and we know that every satanic spirit is already scampering, oh God, running back to their holes, hiding, oh God. Let there be no disturbance on the line today. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on in, Shepherdess Holmes, and let the Lord use you. Come on in.
Yes, good morning, Apostle Calendar. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio family. Amen. We are grateful to be here on this morning. I tell you, we've been through a journey to get back to y'all. I'm telling you, the devil does not like this. Does not like this. I apologize. On Tuesday, I was to bring a word. Apostle, you were so kind as to give me that space, and my son disappeared, the son that I had the brain injury. But the Lord blessed his mind to come back home. I'm telling you, it was a miraculous thing because it was, but, you know, I had to try to find out where he was at because he does not have any peripheral vision, which means he sees like a horse with blinders on. So if he wander out in the street and he can't hear a car, he can get hit and not even know it's coming. It's just, and it was cold here and rainy, you know, and for him to go out of here without the proper attire on, it just was a frightening thing. But the Holy Ghost worked that thing out, I'm telling you. The Lord stimulated his mind, and he's safe, and I'm just grateful. But that just got in the way of me on Tuesday. Amen. And so, but we're here today. You know, devil thought he had pulled something, but he can't stop nothing. He can't stop. He can hinder that he can, but he sure can't stop the move of God. And so this morning we're here, and yes, happy Thanksgiving to everybody that is, you know, within the sound of our voice or that will be in the sound of our voice. I had someone ask me this morning as I was, you know, we did our 4:30 in the morning prayer, and then I finished what cooking we were going to do this morning. We got that done, and I had somebody ask me, say, well, you going to preach on Blog Talk today? It's Thanksgiving. And I said, honey, it's Thanksgiving in America, but all over the world, people are doing what they do, and people are in need of a word of God. It doesn't matter what day it is, and what better way to show thanksgiving to God than to bring his word? I mean, my goodness, what better way than to reach out for a soul and to have that word go forth and penetrate somebody's heart. And so this is what we're doing, and I appreciate Apostle Calendar for opening up the airways on this Thanksgiving Day. I used to tell the saints all the time they would have Thanksgiving services and whatnot, and people would stay home. And I'm like, if you shout all the other days, you ought to be sure enough out there shouting on a Thanksgiving Day. Are you not grateful for what the Lord has done? Never mind the turkey and the dressing. You know, all that's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that if you want to have turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce and all that traditional stuff. If we go back and really research that, those of us of people of color, we wouldn't be doing too much of that anyway. But I ain't going into that today. This is not a history lesson. This is bringing the word. But so, you know, if you have your family together and thank God, I told somebody they asked me, what are you thankful for today? I'm thankful, number one, to be saved, but I'm also thankful and grateful in my heart that all the people that the pandemic has taken out, 267,000 people just in America alone, that we are here on Blog Talk Radio to bring a word. I'm telling you, it's a miraculous thing that God has protected us and has kept us, and we are here to do his work. But that's the way it is when you are doing kingdom work, when you're doing things for the kingdom. He will protect you. The Holy Ghost is a keeper, and he is a protector. And so we're grateful to God that we have not succumbed to any of these viruses and things. You know, we are using common sense because God gave you common sense. And we are following the guidelines that need to be followed. And I pray that those of you today that are traveling out there crowded airports and on them crowded airplanes and all of that, and with your family members all crowded up together, that God will stir you up to think about the fact that this is not a joke and that we need to look to God and be grateful to him that we have not succumbed because others have. I know saints that have succumbed. I know bishops with big fancy titles and red outfits, they used to come. We put them in the ground. When some of them had their little pink outfit on, we put them in the ground. You know, just it doesn't care. See, the devil don't care nothing about your title. You know, we want to get all excited over what color chain we wear and all that. The devil don't care nothing about that. He's out to kill you, kill, steal, and destroy. But look how God has protected us. On this Thanksgiving Day, we're here to hear a word, to give a word. We're here. Lord, we're at your feet, just like we are any other day. We're here, and we're not straying away trying to, you know, do some other stuff. And we will do whatever else we have to do on today after we take care of God's business. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things shall be added unto you. And all these other things, you know, joyous family occasion, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to enjoy yourself today, that's fine. But, this, you know, we got to take care of God's business first. And I heard Apostle, I think it was talking about the day of Thanksgiving. And there's a song that goes with that particular statement. Either that or I heard it on the music or something. But it triggered, somewhere I heard it, and it triggered this little thought and this little song in my heart. And then we're going to talk about there's glory after this. Because truly people need to be aware. The saints of God need to be stirred up in their pure mind to realize that, yes, we're going through. And, yes, things are different. And, yes, there are some new normals. But there's going to be some glory after this. Saints, don't forget there was swine flu in the 1900s. And it took them 3 years to get that thing together. 3 years before it lifted. But when it lifted, I'm telling you, many people were in better shape than they were before it fell. You know. And the world was not the same. But it took a long time for us to get from there when God corrected. Because I believe some of this is a correction. You know, some of this is a paradigm shift. You know, while we're going through this, we can change some things. We can reexamine ourselves. We can look at some things, and we can see where we've gone off and gone, you know, gotten off the beaten track a little bit and got off the narrow way and got out there on Broadway a little bit. And we can get back on the narrow way. You know, the Lord is a forgiving God. Let's just repent and get right on back where we should be. Make sure we're on that way of holiness. We can continually to be searching our hearts to make sure that we are on the way of holiness and not some other kind of way. You know, Dean Martin, who was it? Blue Eyes, what was the name the singer that they called Blue Eyes, I can't think of his name now, he sang a song, I Did It My Way. And I'm telling you right now, that is the theme song for them in hell, I Did It My Way. Because if you do whatever you want to do,
your flesh. That was Frank Sinatra.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Apostle Frank Sinatra. And, you know, everybody thought that was a beautiful song. Oh, I did it my way. Well, that's a theme in hell. Because if you do whatever you want to do and do not do what God says do, all you have to do to go to hell, listen, folks, hear me very carefully on this Thanksgiving morning. All you have to do is to be born and die, and you go straight to hell. You don't have to do another thing. Be born, don't get saved, and die, and you're going to hell. I mean, that's just how simple it is. But if you want to live with Jesus, if you want to receive and be grateful for what he has done, he died for you. And if you want to receive that, you're going to be in a battle every day with your flesh, because your flesh is in league with the devil to take you to hell. Your flesh wants to do whatever it wants to do. You know, whatever feels good to it, it wants to do. Whatever, you know, and this is what God has come. And let us know that he has a way, better way for us. There's a more living way. There's a better way for us than just to be born and die, you know, pay bills and whatever and die and go to hell. No, that is not his intention for us. We live, people that do that live way beneath their privilege. Because, listen, even the sinner man, God does not take pleasure in the death, not even of the sinner man. He said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, and that sinneth, that T-H on the end means when you continue to sin, just keep on sinning. You hear the word, you won't listen. Your mama talks to you, you won't listen. Your daddy try to convince you, you won't listen. Just keep on, keep on, keep on. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So we here on the Blog Talk Radio this morning, we have much to be grateful for. Much, I'm telling you, much. You know, we've heard the word. The Lord drew us to himself. and we're in the kingdom of God. And listen, you ought to have more peace. You ought to have more joy. You know, you ought to have more harmony in your spirit. Yes, things are going on in our country that are of a turmoil, but down on the inside of you, that old song I sing, down in my soul, I cry holy. All this other stuff, you know, whizzing around, but in my spirit, I'm just as peaceful as a lamb because the Holy Ghost is in there. I'm telling you. It says living in the kingdom is a different kind of life. It's a life that you are were prepared to live. The Lord intended for everybody to live this life. Now, everybody won't live it because, like I said, we have that free will and that flesh. But I'm telling you, if you can just, on this day today, if you're out there and you're not saved, if you can just hear the word of the Lord and harden not your heart, you can get out of that turmoil. You can get out of that depression. Listen, ain't no sense. This is a time of the year a lot of people, especially now with the pandemic taking so many souls, because see, understand this, 260,000 people died from COVID, but the other people have also lost loved ones. Nothing else stopped. The world didn't stop. There's still cancer. There's still tuberculosis. There's still all these kind of diseases, that, you know, lung cancer and all that. All of this is still going on. People are still having accidents in cars. All of this is still going on. So that 260,000 is just a measure of what's going on with the COVID. But there's all kind of other things that are taking people out. Alzheimer's disease and all kind of stuff. The devil got all kind of tools and wiles and stuff that he's using to destroy mankind. But you don't have to be destroyed today, baby. You can be grateful for what the Lord has done. And listen, let me just tell you, I'm just going to talk to you today. It's Thanksgiving, and I'm after a soul, Apostle, today. I'm telling you, that's why I'm after a soul. I want you to know you have not done too much. I don't care what you did. Was it terrible? Mm-hmm, it was. Was it despicable? Mm-hmm, it was. Should you have done it? No, you should not. But Jesus is a forgiver. If you will just be honest and repent. Listen, ain't no use in lying to Jesus. He already knows. He the one that already knows. You can be just pure honest with him. Just pure and honest because he already knows. He's omnipotent. He already knows. But you need to come clean. The old saint used to say, come clean or stay away dirty. Just come clean. Just tell the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I have done. So sorry. We're going to go through that in a little bit. And I want you to get it in your mind, even from the beginning of the word, that when we come to open up this, when we say open up the altar, we want you to jump right on, be the first one in line. Just run right up there and be the first one in line. Don't let other people beat you out today. Get here. Just, you know, when other people are saying the prayer, you say it with us. And let's make sure we get some souls today. Now, we're going to just really get into this word. We're going to talk about today. There is glory after this. Yes, we are. Because, listen, there's a depression, a spirit of depression. The Lord showed me that ugly spirit. And it's a spirit of depression. And it just hangs over the country because people are tired of the, you know, the being quarantined and the mask wearing and all that. And people have very serious problems with self-esteem. And all of the things that have already been going on, and, you know, we had a lot of things going on in our country before this COVID, but it has been magnified because of the pandemic. And so now there's more domestic violence than ever before. There are more suicides. Our teenagers, our beloved teenagers who have not even had an opportunity to live, they haven't lived. You 15, 16 years old, baby, you ain't lived yet. You have not had, you just got here. You still wet behind the ears. There's so much the Lord has for you, you know, but they're feeling depressed and they're feeling isolated and they're cut off from their friends and all of this. And so we have suicide of teenagers is up. Many teenagers are running away from home. Now, I was watching a documentary on that, and running away from home is not a good idea. It was never a good idea, but especially in a pandemic, because you run it off, you don't know who you going to run into. You don't know what they got. You know, just because people don't look sick don't mean they aren't. You can carry this thing and not, you know, have symptoms, but you can pass it from person to person. So you're out there on the street. You done left your happy home, and you're out there on the street. It's just not a good idea, beloved. It's not a good idea. But teenagers are doing that and a lot of it is because of mental illness. They're on the computers more now, and so those people that are bullying them and the predators that are seeking after them, this all of this is increasing, beloved, because of this pandemic. All this, the devil is just having a field day. And saints, instead of us praying, we somewhere complaining. Oh, I'm tired of being in the house. Honey, get on your knees. Shut up all that complaining. Your family needs you. Your nation needs you. Your church needs you. Jesus is called. He got use for you. People, what you're called by my name, if. That means some of them ain't going to do it no matter what they say, Apostle. No, they ain't going to pray no matter what. We can preach prayer on here every day, and some of these folks ain't going to pray nothing. Because the Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn. Now, this is God's people. Even though you say you saved and sanctified, got this long testimony, some of us need to turn from our wicked ways, hear from heaven. And then, you know what? The good part is the Lord promised he will forgive sin and heal the land. And so much is going on. You know, you're watching the news, and, oh, what's that? Why are they doing this, and why they got this shoot? Now they got people doing these shootings again. They in the mall shooting people up, and some people, this one I think was in Milwaukee or not too long ago, people said, what they doing in the mall? Because they won't stay home, and then the shooter out there shooting them up, and, you know, just damnable stuff happening. Damnable stuff. In the street, the cops are shooting. If the cops ain't shooting them, they're shooting each other. And just the devil is just having a field day. Death is just running rampant. And we that are grateful for what the Lord has done must not be selfish. We must begin to humble ourselves and pray. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do it. You know, we got a job to do, beloved. We don't have time to go tiptoeing through the tulips and watching Days of Our Lives and another world and all that stuff, whatever it is, that the world turns and all that. We don't have time for any of that. You know, yes, maybe you have lost your job. Maybe you are no longer employed or your hours have been cut or whatever. You still don't have time to be watching soap operas and all that. We don't have time. We don't, beloved. We're wasting a lot of time. And while we clown, and somebody's dying. So if we are grateful as we should be today on this Thanksgiving Day, we ought to be somewhere praying. The prayer line should have been full this morning of the saints of God calling out to God for our nation and for our world and for our own families. Some of the folks in our own families are in need of a blessing. And we're so busy doing other stuff that we are not praying. God help us today. Let's show our gratitude. Let's not talk gratitude. Let's not talk about, oh, happy Thanksgiving and Turkey Day, gobble, gobble. No, let's come off of that. Come on, saints of God. Let's come on off of that. Come on off of that. Even in your home where y'all are eating or whatever, y'all find a way to say something about the Lord. You know, have a prayer before or whatever and have a way to get those unsaved loved ones that are there with you. You might not even see them again until next year. So, before they get out of your sight, you tell them about Jesus, baby. Don't you waste this time. If they went ahead and y'all have went ahead and traveled and flew all over the country and put your mask on and fought in the airports and in the bus stations so y'all could be together, somebody in that house is saved. Say something about Jesus, please. Please let somebody know that Jesus loves them. Please. Don't waste this day eating ham and chicken and turkey and haven't said a word about your Savior. Don't do that. This is the times that, listen, these times, this is a perilous time. The Bible said they will come. Well, I'm telling you, they're here. And if you are grateful today for what the Lord have done for you, find a way. I didn't say you had to beat anybody over the head with the Bible. That's what I'm not saying. That's not wisdom on today. But I'm telling you, you can. When they come to you and say, if you go around the table, I know we used to go around the table, what are you thankful for? And everybody had a chance to say what they was thankful for. When they come to you, talk about Jesus. You know, if you ain't got the 2 minutes, do 2 minutes of Jesus. You know, put him on the cross. You know, talk about the shed blood. For that 2 minutes, you do what you can do to get that word into your family. Use it as an evangelistic time. And then, you know, be wise. When your time is up, then you stop talking and let it move on. But when it comes to you, baby, they should know Jesus is going to come out your mouth. Now there will be glory after this. Let's get to work. I was going to sing a song, but I didn't talk long enough. Now let's get to work. I want you all to get your pencils out and your paper, or your pens and paper. Let's write these scriptures down. I have quite a few scriptures here that I'm going to give you that for you can run reference on those. I don't know where the Lord is going to take me this morning, because I tell me down in my spirit, it tells me, I'm feeling that somebody today want to come to the Lord, that somebody is, you know, during the holidays, people's hearts are open, and I'm feeling that this morning, so we're going to see what the Lord do, all right? The 1 Peter 5:10 is the first scripture. Write these down, please. 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Corinthians 10:31. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Philippians 4:19-20. Philippians 4:19-20. Romans 4:20. Romans 4:20. 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6. John 1:14. John 1:14. Psalms 19:1. Psalms 19:1. Ephesians 3:16. Ephesians 3:16. 2 Corinthians 3:15. 2 Corinthians 3:15. 2 Corinthians 4:15. 2 Corinthians 4:15. Luke 2:14. Luke 2:14. Philippians 2:10-11. Philippians 2:10-11. And Romans 8:30. Romans 8:30. And as I've told you before, they're in no particular order. They're just the way I studied them. Let's go one more time real quickly through so you make sure you get it. 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Philippians 4:19-20. Romans 4:20. 2 Corinthians 4:6. John 1:14. Psalms 19:1. Ephesians 3:16. Ephesians 3:16. 2 Corinthians 3:15. 2 Corinthians 4:15. Luke 2:14. Philippians 4:10-11. And Romans 3:8-30. 8:30. All right, and don't forget, beloveds. Now, if you're off work tomorrow, get up in the morning for the prayer line. Don't sleep in late. Get up 4:30 Central Time, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. The number is 425-436-6359. 425-436-6359. And your access code is 225321#. 225321#. And Apostle can and Apostle Stewart is welcome to attest that we do some heavy praying on that. Right quick, you ain't all day, but we do some quick prayer. And I'm telling you, we bombard heaven right fast, boom. Get at the foot of Jesus real quick, right before the day starts, and we'd love to have you. All right, let's get busy with these scriptures. And remember, there is glory after this. I want to encourage you today not to be depressed, not to be thinking, oh, woe is me, the things are never going to get better. Yes, they are. This will not last always. This too shall pass, beloved. There's going to be glory after this. All right, so we're going to Romans 8, and I'm going to start at 28. I said 8 and 30, but let's go to 28 and go down to 30. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, listen, it did not say in that scripture and everything was good. That's not what it says. I've heard people preach that. That is not what it says. It says all things work together for good. Even the bad in your life, even the troubling in your life is going to work for your good if you are them, a part of them who are called according to his purpose, to them that love God. Do you love God today? That's the question. Because nothing can happen to you that will not work for your good. Even the stuff that's derogatory will work for your good if you love God. God will turn that thing around. You may not see it. You may not understand it. It might be mind-boggling, and you might just be almost in a state of shock. But eventually you're going to see that that thing works. God has turned it and flipped it, and it's working for your good if you love him and if you are the called according to his purpose. 29th verse says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Now, see, Jesus was the firstborn, but now here we come. We're also children of God. If we are the one that love him and are called according to his purpose, we are the children of God. And as the children of God, if we're God's children, we ought to do what God say. Because disobedient children have a hard time. Moreover, whom did he predestinate? Then he also called, see? And then he was called, okay? Then whom he called, then he also justified. He called you, justified you, and but this is the part we want to get to. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So there's going to be glory after this. You've been called to the Lord right now. It may not look real good to you. But listen, you have been justified by faith, and you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you will be glory. He said, them that he glorified. There's going to be some blessing and some glory in your life if you love the Lord and you're called according to his purpose. Now, that's the thing that we got to make sure that we are in line with the word and we are the ones that he has called. Because, listen, he called, and then realize this, there are many called, baby, but few are chosen. Many, the Lord have called many people, and many folks have decided they didn't want to come. Isn't that sad? Story of the 10 lepers. 10 lepers, leprosy was a terrible thing. Ate your flesh away. You had to live outside the camp. When anybody got near you, it's almost like this, almost like COVID. When anybody got near you, you had to holler, unclean, unclean, unclean. Because nobody was to come near you because it was that contagious. And the Lord healed 10 of those lepers, but only one was grateful, only one come back. The other said, oh, look, we're healed. Let's go on about our merry way. But one came back and showed his gratitude to the Lord. Are you the one this morning that will come back and show your gratitude to the Lord for what he's done for you? Or are we going to be like them other folks and just kind of, well, I'm saved and ought to be, they ought to be glad to have me. No. No. If we think about it, beloved, on this Thanksgiving day, if we think about it, think about your family members. I know for sure there are some of my family members that were nicer people than me, but the Lord saved me. Some of them were just, right now, they got such a nice spirit, they just so nice, but they're going to hell because they ain't saved. It's like I love to do mission work. I got other family members just love to give and take care of the community. They just love to do that. That's just our family's a community-minded family. My mother was an activist. My daddy was an activist. My grandfather built a church, and he fed people out of the church. I mean, it's just in our bloodline to help people. But that's not, those good works won't get us to heaven, beloved. So I happen to know for a fact there are some people in my family that are not, there's people in my family that have a better temperament than I have. I have to keep my flesh under subjection because if Suzanne gets loose, baby, I have to keep shepherds always before the Lord because if Suzanne gets loose, it ain't nothing pretty. But since I know that, I keep keep that flesh down, keep it down. But I know some of my family members, they just so nice, and they don't seem to have to even work on keeping their tempers and things down. They just so sweet and kind, but they're not saved, baby. They're not saved. So, I'm grateful that the Lord decided to look down on me. And now all of these folks in my family called me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Who would not serve a God like that? My God. 1 Corinthians, this is 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. You see, we got to realize, I don't care what you're doing. Now, these are the simplest things that's talking right here. Whether you eat or you drink. Now, today going to be a lot of eating and drinking. And I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm just talking about some folks going to have some red Kool-Aid and some iced tea and some coffee and whatever. And they're going to have some alcohol, too, some of them. But, I mean, it doesn't have to be a sinful thing. It's whatever you eat. The simplest things that you do. See, sometimes we think, I do what I want to do. No, whether you, therefore, you eat or drink, whatsoever you do. Do all to the glory of God. If you want to be glorified, everything that you do is supposed to be for God's glory. Your life is supposed to be so surrendered that everything, that's why I said today, when you're in your family gatherings, that's not an excuse for you to go acting like a sinner, laughing at dirty jokes and drinking alcohol, beverages. No. You have to maintain your stance of holiness no matter what. Whatever you do, you go into some family gathering, if you guys got an outing planned, some people are going to do things that they can do outside because that's safer. You know, some people, I heard somebody saying they were going to take their family on a bike ride today because they'll be outdoors and all kind of out, you know, thinking out of the box so that they won't be cooped up in the house where they can get sick. Whatever you have planned to do, whatever creativity has come to your mind, that you still be able to spend. Some people are not going to meet at all. Like my family, we're not going to meet at all. Just those in the house here, we're going to eat together, and then those in the other house. But we're going to do a Zoom call. So we're going to all, you know, get on Zoom and see each other and socialize and laugh and talk and talk about, you know, old memories and family members that have gone on before us and all of that. We will be doing that today, which is what we'd be doing if we were together, you know. Girl, you remember what Daddy said? You remember what Mama said? Girl, you know when you're cooking that food, you're supposed to wash this and you're supposed to do this. And that's what you do during these gathering times. And we're going to do that. We'll just be on a Zoom call. Everybody be in the confines of their own home where they'll be safe, but we'll still have the camaraderie as a family. So that's the way we've decided to do. Other people have made other decisions. But however it is, when it comes, listen, we're doing all that, and girl, you remember Aunt Carmel, and you remember, oh, my goodness, and this one and that one, and Mama and Papa TV and all that, because that's what's going to come up. And my dad and my mom and my Aunt Carmel and my Grandma Tig, that's all going to come up. But when it comes time for me to say, what I remember, whatever, I'm going to talk about how we were church members, how I can remember as a little girl, my grandfather built a church. We have 7 preachers in our family. And how people were believing in God and living, that's where I'm going, I'm telling you right now. And they know that's where I'm going, so they'll be expecting that because they know that's what I do. And before I get through with my little talk, I'm going to give the whole salvation thing, including ask somebody want to be saved and everything. I'm not going to let my family go to hell and I don't at least try to get them to heaven. I'm not going to do it. And you ought not do it either, beloved. I'm telling you, it's a very serious matter. Very serious matter. Sometimes we come to these family gatherings and we get to fighting and arguing and throwing chairs and throwing fights, fist fighting going on. That ought not to be. It ought not to be. If we got some kind of ought against our brother and our sister, we know what the Bible says. But that starts with your own family. Charity begins at home and spreads abroad. Get that stuff straight. With the death riding in the country like it is, you don't know if you'll even see him again. Get it straight. Some of us don't even remember why we mad. We mad because something happened when we were little kids. Sometimes we mad because our mothers was mad. Maybe our moms or sisters, and they was mad at each other, so now we mad at each other because they was mad. We don't know nothing about what they was mad about. Just going on like a Hatfield and a McCoy mess. You talk to the descendants now, they say, well, we don't really know just what happened. We know that they got to shooting each other. Well, why? We don't know because we're kids. You know, we 5 generations away from that mess. We really don't know. Let's not keep grudges, family grudges, beloved. We teach that again in the church and by our brothers and sisters in Christ, but that goes for your family too. Don't hold grudges. Don't do that. You don't know. There's many a family today that is sitting there with an empty chair. One family I saw on Facebook, they had, I think they said 6 family members. I'm just, don't hold it to my heart, but I know it was quite a few that had died. The mother and the father, and there was, I think they said 6 family members. That young lady had to be at that thing. Her family was okay, her immediate family, but 6, you know, other family members had passed. I think it was 6. It was a lot. For one family, it was a lot. That's why I remember it. And so they're going to try to have a family gathering today, but there's nobody to gather with but just her own family because all the rest of them are gone. And once they're gone, you can't get it straight. And you can crying at the casket and trying to climb in the grave with them. You can't get it straight. We got to get it straight now while we have a chance. While the blood, old folks say, while the blood is running warm in our veins. We ought not have a brother and sister in Christ we ain't speaking to. Baby, this ain't no day for that. Church of God in Christ lost over 100 and some bishops. I think they said 130 bishops. They went when they knew about COVID before they said it, and they went to one meeting in Louisiana, like, you know, like is the custom. All the preachers come together on that particular pastor's anniversary. You fly all over, all in from all over the country and all over the world, because we're in about six or seven different countries. So all come in, you know, from all different places to honor whoever it is anniversary, what bishop or what pastor anniversary. And so they were all there at that meeting, and COVID was in the midst, and it was already in America, but nobody told us. That happened like in February, and we heard about COVID in March. And from February, that thing, folks, it just was like a topple, just like a toppling effect, just like a toppling effect. Some of our church mothers, you all heard about the Clark sisters. Karen Clark Shields' mother-in-law died. Her father-in-law also got sick, but he recovered. But he was in the hospital when they had to bury his wife. And their son, John Shears, which is Karen Clark's husband, had to preach his mama's funeral. And when you got there, you couldn't. None of the dignitaries could come. They was all on the screen because only family members could be in there. Had a lot of good church mothers, people, women, and that woman loved God. That woman loved God. But COVID got her. You know, older. They were older and did not know about the social. We didn't know about social distancing in February. Nobody had said it till March. And that thing went right through the Church of God in Christ. Bishops, wives, church mothers, deacons, laity, just slayed us by just slaying. And I must admit, I'm grateful for our presiding bishop for this one thing he did. He canceled all their meetings the rest of the year. And folks was having a fit because they're doing a virtual. But I'm telling you, we can't come together. There's 6 million of us. We can't just come together all over the world like that. And this pandemic, we can't do that. Can't do it. And everybody's mad, you know, and you ain't got no faith. Well, I believe he's using common sense. I really do. In this particular regard, I don't agree with everything you do, but with this particular regard, we don't need to be around strutting around and wearing fancy robes and stuff right now. We need to be praying. And we can pray right in our homes. We don't have to be out going all, you know, flying around, spending a lot of money, buying a lot of fancy clothes so we can buy Diana Ross dresses and all that. We don't need to do that. Times are too serious now for that. Too many people. I think about the homeless. I'm grateful today. And I know there's going to be glory after this. I think about the homeless. Where are they going to go? They can't. Where are they going to social distance from? They don't even have a home. So very sad. People lose their homes. They try to go to the shelters. Now they tell you don't go to the shelter because COVID is in the shelters. So right here in Des Moines, Iowa, where they would normally be at the shelter, they're sleeping outside on the sidewalk in the cold in front of the building because they don't want to be in there and cooped up in that building and get COVID. And these are people, baby. These are not animals. I ain't talking about the Animal Rescue League. I'm talking about human beings. Heart goes out. We do all we can here at the ministry. We do everything we can. Heart goes out. If you're not grateful, think about this. I do a big Toys for Tots every year, 25,000 children. I mean 2,500 children, not 1,000, 2,500. Children a year we have done for probably the last 30 years. This year, we don't even know how many. And of all the agencies, this is just in Des Moines, Iowa. You know, we're a small place. All the agencies might be 15 or 20 other agencies that do this. And of all of the agencies, everyone, when we were on the Zoom call the other day, said, when are we supposed to stop taking names because they just keep pouring in? We don't even know. And they told us, just take as many as you can. We'll help as many as we can. That, when you hear about the Marine Corps Toys for Tots, that's that program. People are just lined up in the streets to try to get food. Had a church here the other day that was giving out food, and people were driving up in Rolls Royce, not because they were trying to be seen, because that's the car, that was their home car, because they used to have money, and now they don't have anything. And they were so embarrassed because that was the car that they had. They didn't have any other car. And were driving up, and they was embarrassed. And the saints had to tell them, no, don't be embarrassed. You're God's people here. If we got it, you can have it. But they were embarrassed. They always were the givers, and now they have to take because they don't have a job anymore and they don't have anything anymore. But I'm telling you, this is not going to be always, beloved. I want you to be aware of how grateful we ought to be today because of all that's going on. But even with all of that, there's somebody worse off than us. Would you believe it or not? There's somebody laying in an ICU bed on a respirator that would love, they would be okay with trying to go get some food because they'd be up. So don't be stiff-necked and hard-hearted today. Be grateful. Just thank God for what he's done for you. Just lift your hands. You can lift your hands right now. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You see, it's going to be better. Might look a little tough right now, but it's going to get better. But we all with open face behold and as a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. See, it's going to change. And during this pandemic time, while we have time to do things that we did not have time to do before, we ought to be changing from glory to glory. The word that we're hearing here on Blog Talk Radio, we ought to be changing. You ought not to get on Blog Talk every day and don't change. You don't see no change in your life. It ought to be a change. Tremaine Hawkins saying, what a change has come over me. Even though we're saved, we still need to change. We still need to go from glory to glory. There's more for us than what we have. Listen, don't settle for your denominational stuff. Don't settle for that. Say, well, you know, this is the way we are. No, don't settle for that. Because there's more for you. God has so much more for us. There's so much glory that we could be living in that we're not living in, that we need to be striving to get ourselves in a position where the Lord can use us in different ways. The Lord has so much he has need of. And we have to really consult ourselves and ask ourselves the question, if the Lord tells us he has need of us in a different way, are we still willing to obey him? The psalmist says, will your heart and your soul say yes? I have much more that I require of you, but will your mind and your soul and your heart say yes? If you will, this particular scripture that we're reading now applies to us. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we all are changed into the same image, the image that we see in of the Lord. Remember, mark the perfect man, behold the upright? We're marking the perfect man. The perfect man is Jesus. We're beholding the upright. The upright is Jesus. And so we are looking, and we are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He's changing us, beloved. That's why it's important that we don't skip one day of hearing the word. You can't skip a day to pray. I'm on vacation. I can't pray today. No. You can't do that. Because each time you hear the word, something has changed. You may not realize it. But that's why if you think about it, when you first got saved, you know, you were one person. And today you somebody altogether different. Because each time you heard, oh, God, hallelujah, I hear you, God. Each time you heard the word, beloved, it changed something in you. You may not even have known about. Remember we talked about them things down in your subconscious that you don't even know about. The Lord had blocked it because you could not handle it. Your mental state couldn't handle some of the stuff you, and so it's in there, but it still needs to be dealt with. So the Holy Ghost went in through the word of God and healed that thing, changed it. And all of a sudden, old saints used to say, all of a sudden my feet got light. I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too, because they were changed. And that wasn't unusual. You had the same old hands you always had the same old feet. But what was happening is you were being changed on the inside from glory to glory. If we ain't got nothing to be thankful for, we can be thankful for the life we live now. I know I am. I'm so grateful for who I am today. I wasn't born Shepherdess Holmes. Believe me, I was not born Shepherdess Holmes. Suzanne used to be in charge, baby, and she was large and in charge. Take no stuff off of nobody. Had no compassion, didn't care about nobody but herself. But the Holy Ghost came in when I was a youngster. Change that mindset. Young girl that felt abandoned, the Lord come in and let me know I was not alone. Abused as a child, and the Lord come in and let me know. Don't care what they say, I was always a chunky girl, so I was not, you know, I wasn't the most popular and the most cute in high school, and you get, you know, high school kids are really mean, and went through all of that, but I'm telling you, the Lord, when I left out of the Methodist church, my grandfather was a Methodist preacher, a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled Methodist preacher. And when I left the Holiness Church, the Methodist church, and went into holiness, the first thing my bishop did was put me on the altar. I'll never forget. Bishop A.B. Carter Sr. said, baby, you need the Holy Ghost. And he said, your grandpa got it, because he knew my grandfather very well. Said, your grandpa got it. I don't know what he's doing or whatever. He had. He got it. And you need the Holy Ghost. And they kept me on the altar with other young people, not just me. That's what they, we came in talking about we wanted to be saved. That's what they put us. They didn't make no concessions for our flesh. With no strobe lights and all of that for us. They gave us the altar. And I'm so grateful that that little 15-year-old girl that was scared of her shadow became Shepherdess Suzanne Holmes today. I'm so grateful. But it happened, beloved, because they kept me on my knees. The old church mothers used to say, sit your fast self down, girl, because my mind goes a mile a minute. Go, do, go, 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 go. I have to keep a notepad by my bed because I have to write. Things just come to me and I have to write them down. My mind just, that's the way my mind works. And they would tell me, you need to sit down. Stop all that. Sit down somewhere. Let the Lord talk to you. Get your Bible out. When I get to rushing, Mother Porter and them would tell me, Mother Wade, get your Bible out. Sit down. Get your Bible out. And we carried little Bibles at that time. Even the school, we had a little Bible we carried in our bags. And thank, get your Bible out. You'd hear them telling, if you know, somebody get in trouble or they do something that wasn't no business, get your Bible out. Folks talking about timeouts and all that, we had to get in our Bible. Get your nose in that Bible. Read so many chapters of such and such and such and such. That's why I know the word today. Because I was always in trouble. But I know just as good when the Lord changed my mind. Oh, my God, he gave me the mind of Christ. That word washed me, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, there's going to be glory after this. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is, I don't care what it is. It might be some fear. You might have death in your family. You might have sickness in your body. I don't care what it is. I'm going to give you a transparent moment. I'm not able to walk right now, but the Lord blesses me to run three businesses from my bedside. And the Lord is beginning to pick them up now, and they're beginning to become real. And I've had people say, well, how do you do that? You can't even do that. I don't know. I just know the Lord gives me the things in the night. I write them down, and then I, you know, put it on my page, and people respond to it. Sometimes they don't respond on the page, but they go in my inbox. How much is this purse? How much is this jewelry? How much is this cologne or what have you? Is this the goodness of God? I'm not a salesperson. I don't know. I don't have those skills. Some people have the skill. They can sell water to a duck. I'm not that person. But the Lord is blessing because I'm consistent, and those monies go for the glory of God. That's how we're able to do what we do, is food feeding and going on, because I'm using those funds for the glory of God. But that 15-year-old girl, when she got saved, she wouldn't have done that because she would have been wanting to keep all every dime to herself because she was selfish. And she'd been neglected and abused, and so she hung on to every little thing because she felt like everything had to be about her. But God changed my mind. And, beloved, he don't care no more about me than he did about than he does about you. I don't care how you, what state of life you're in now. I'm not concerned about what you did. I don't care. Now, I know a lot of church folks, you mess up, baby. They don't never forget. They don't let you forget it either. You know, they have a caste system. They don't believe in forgiveness. 75-7, they don't know what that means. They got a caste system. You messed up, and for the rest of the time that they know you, you in the caste, you done in the lower echelon. Every time the Lord begins to try to move you, they go looking at you out the corner of their eye because they know what, in other words, I know what you did. Could have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago. They don't forget because they, you know, they the FBI, the Holy Ghost FBI. But, honey, right in the midst of your gainsayers, God will raise you up. I'm talking to somebody today. I don't know who it is. But I know it because I feel you pulling on my spirit. And my prophetic gift tells me you're there somewhere. Either you listen now or you're going to listen later. But there's somebody that needs to know that there's glory after this, baby. This ain't it. This ain't all. God got more for you. He hasn't forgot. Oh, hallelujah. He hasn't forgot you. He has not forgotten you. The Lord has not forgotten you. I know people that set you aside. They'll do that. People will set you aside. But God has not forgotten you. I want you to know. God is dealing with my spirit concerning somebody today. I know you're feeling kind of depressed and you're feeling kind of lonely and you're missing loved ones. I understand. I understand. I lost my dad in 2012, and then my mom went out of here. And then my brother went out of here 2 years later. And my mom went out of here 2 years later. And my husband went about a year later. He and my mom died in the same year. One of my spiritual brothers, he just died. One of the women that raised me up in church, mother, one of the church mothers, she passed about 6-7 weeks ago. My own beloved church mother, she went about 8 weeks ago. So I know about missing people, baby. I know about loss. All these people were family to me. Blood or not, they were family to me. Mother Wade was there when I came through with the Holy Ghost. She was standing right there. Right there. And she stuck with me all these years. All of these years from 15 all the way till now. Until she passed, you know, not too long ago. Stuck with me. Would call me up and encourage me. Would call me up and rebuke me. Y'all think I'm tough. That Mary Wade wasn't no joke. Took it just like I was a little girl. Because she taught me so much about holiness. So much. She even taught us how our facial expressions ought not to be, you know, you ain't saying nothing, but you're looking funny in the face. She taught us all of that. She would teach young women that were married how to conduct themselves with their husband, even though he was not saved. How to obey your husband even if he wasn't saved. And I've seen many of young women whose husband got saved under the leadership of Mother Wade. Because she taught us, you know, sensible things. They taught us not to buck their men and how to be submissive wife and make sure his food was. Because the old saints used to come in your house and look in your drawer and see if the socks were folded. They'd take a white glove and go across your TV top to make sure it was dusted. They wasn't playing, baby. And I'm so grateful for the change that the Lord had brought in my life. Because I remember, and I haven't forgot, the confusion in my mind is 15. And the walls that I had built up around myself to protect myself after being abused, wasn't nobody going to do nothing to me after that. Remember. And I remember how the saints just loved me and kept me on that altar. that Mother Porter took me in her house because she wanted to make sure I didn't run the streets until they got me good and saved, baby. They went till the Lord got to me. They carried me. And I want you to know, somebody, whoever you are out there today that I'm feeling, Blog Talk Radio will carry you just the same. All you have to do is just let us know that you need God, that you are ready to be saved. That's all you need to do, baby. Confess. Romans 10:9-10 said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and if you believe down in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the tongue confession is made unto salvation. And if you're sorry, listen, godly sorrow worketh salvation, not to be repented of. It's the sorrow of the world that worketh death. There's one thing about being sorry and you really mean it, and Lord, I'm so sorry. And there's another thing, I'm sorry I got caught, and I'm going to do something else sneaky, and hopefully I won't get caught again. But if you are sincere in your heart, and I believe you are, because I feel somebody today, I'm telling you the truth, Jesus. If you are sincere in your heart about this thing called Jesus, this man called Jesus, and this thing called salvation, it's here for you, beloved. You don't have to wait until after the pandemic to wait till they open up the church door, you know, go in the physical building. No, you can get saved right there in your living room, right there in your bedroom. Wherever you listen to us, you can get saved. I'm going to give a prayer that I believe this is what the Lord wants now. And I'm led by the Holy Ghost. I'm not led by whatever. I have to move with the Spirit. I'm going to say this prayer. And if you really want God, I don't listen. I don't care who said you're too bad. Listen to me. It don't matter who said you ain't no good, just like your daddy and all that. We are breaking all generational word curses over you today in Jesus' name. Everything that's got your mind confused, we bind it in the name of Jesus. All you got to do, beloved, all you got to do is repeat this after me, and that'll be your first step, and we're going to take you through the rest of the steps, and when we get done with you, you're going to be saved today. You're going to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, all right? You ready? Come on, repeat after me. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for hearing the word on today. I was feeling like it was all over, but the woman of God told me there's glory after this. Hallelujah. It ain't going to always be this way. And so, Lord, I'm going to confess every sin that I've ever done. I am so sorry that I ever committed these sins against you. I'm so sorry that I committed sins against my brothers and my sisters, against those in my household and those that I know and even those I don't know. I'm just sorry, Lord. I'm just sorry. I've been a sorry person, but I'm sorry today. I don't want to be the same individual. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to serve you. I want that abundant life you promised me. And so I'm coming to you and I'm asking you to forgive me of every sin I've ever committed. All the ugly stuff I've ever done. Things that I knew, I did them because I knew they was no ugly. I didn't care. And things that I didn't even know was wrong. I just didn't know. So anything that I, the sins of omission and commission, everything that the devil used against me, I'm sorry for it, Lord. I'm sorry for it. I'm sorry. Sorry, working with repentance and salvation, not to be repented of. I am sorry. I'm really godly sorry for everything I've ever done. And I ask you to forgive me and receive me. I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior, Lord. And you're the Savior of the world. I need a Savior. Hallelujah. I need a Savior. And I'm confessing with my mouth today, the Lord Jesus, and I believe down in my heart that you were raised from the dead. I'm telling you, I need that blood covering over me today. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Cover me in your precious blood today, in Jesus' name. And I have satisfied the requirement of Romans 10:9-10. I have confessed with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I do believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And it said, if I do that, then I can be saved. So I'm declaring today that I am saved. Hallelujah. I am being translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear son, and I thank you for it today. I thank you for having given me a new life and a chance to live the life that you had always planned for me to live. I promise, Lord, I will serve you all the days of my life. I will find a church home. I will find a preacher that loves you, and I will learn to do right, and I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you, God. I can tell right now there is glory after this. Now, beloved, if you said that and if you meant it, if you repeated after me and you meant it, I got the good news for you. I'm welcoming you to the family of God. You done changed your address, baby. You now live on Kingdom Lane. Hallelujah. You and the King. The King is your now your master. But there's some other things that you need to do, okay? And as your big sister in Christ, I'm going to give you some instructions that I want you to follow because I want you to get a good footing in this thing. Because where you start out, when you get a good foundation, then it's easier to follow the way that you need to go, okay? First things first, you need a Bible. You heard me talking about it as a teenager. They made us get our head in that Bible. Get you a good study Bible, one that you can run reference. Now, all those scriptures I gave you earlier, you should be able to run reference on those scriptures through that Bible, and it'll give you more things pertaining to the glory of God and how you will be glorified and how the Lord has great need of you and all of that. You'll be able to find that in the Word of God if you get your good study Bible, okay? Check with your family members. Check with your church, folks you know in church. If not, go to you a good book of Bible stuff, but buy you a good study Bible and get you one with the words that were Jesus in red so you know the words that Jesus said, because that's going to be all of the Bible is important, but it's real important to know what Jesus said, okay? Once you get your study Bible, get you a good prayer life. Pray every day. I gave you the number to the prayer line or if you maybe know another prayer line, or you can just get up and get on the side of your bed, but don't miss a day talking to God. You talk to God, and then you get in that Bible, and he'll talk back to you, okay? All right. Now, listen, you need a good church home. You need a good church home. You need to get yourself a group of organized believers that believe like you. And listen, you done made a good start because you're right here on Blog Talk Radio. You got people right here that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So while you're trying to find somebody in your local assembly, in your local town, and it's going to maybe be a little harder right now because a lot of churches are closed, but you can watch on Facebook and look on Instagram or whatever and see somebody maybe that you know in your town or that's, and listen, watch what they do. If they read off a piece of paper or something and they ain't got no scripture. Now, some people write their stuff down, but they write the scripture down. Like I have a list of scriptures that I read to y'all earlier. If they're giving you scripture and verse, that's what you want. I always tell people, look for the Bible. If they read now, they got a Bible in front of them. That's a good indication. But some people do write their stuff out. But they ought to be able, whatever they wrote out, they should be able to give you scripture and verse for whatever it is that they have, okay? Make sure they come scripture and verse according, and you get your Bible. And when they call the scripture, you go to it and make sure they're telling you what's true in the Bible. And until you find a good family, keep on coming to Blog Talk Radio. Apostle Calendar will do you good, all right? Now, listen, there's one thing you need to do that is very essential to your salvation, beloved. Don't let nobody tell you you don't need to be baptized. Yes, you do. You need to be baptized. There are some instances in the Bible where people would say, like the thief on the cross, but he could not get baptized. It wasn't that he refused to. He was on the cross. They wasn't doing no water baptism on the cross. You're on the cross, you're on the cross. So he was hindered. But everybody that was able-bodied and able to be baptized, they were baptized. And you need to be baptized, beloved. And I want you to become specific about it. Now, this is my suggestion to you. According to Acts 2 and 38, tell them you want to be baptized in Jesus' name. Okay? Now you're going to find some people to say, I don't believe in baptizing Jesus, man. We baptize the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't want you to get ugly and turn your nose up and act like they ain't saving. They ain't no good. No, 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 no. You don't get to judge God's people. Some people just don't know the revelation yet. They've been taught one way and they don't know. They absolutely do not know. And you have to break it down to them. It's adamant that they cannot baptize you in Jesus' name. What do you do to say thank you so much? I really appreciate you. When all this is over, maybe I'll come by and visit your church sometime. Thank you for your time. Be real sweet. But you find you somebody that will baptize you in Jesus' name. And there will be somebody in your area that will do that. You may have to look a little bit, but you'll find somebody. And then when you get with the preacher that's going to baptize you in Jesus' name and you get the service set, make sure you get all your friends and loved ones, all your family members, all your co-workers, everybody, all your good friends and all your apostles, even all your enemies, get everybody. Y'all get all gussied up and dressed up in your Sunday finest and get out there because you want everybody to see you go down in that watery grave and come up in the newness of life. That's an important thing, beloved, and you want everybody to know. Yeah, I'm leaving the world. Goodbye, world. I'm gone. You want everybody to know, okay? Now, listen, if you're willing to do that, I'm telling you, you're going to have a wonderful life and a good foundation in God. And listen, look on your calendar, find out what day this is today. This is Thanksgiving Day. I believe it's November the 26th. Yes, it is, because my birthday is Sunday, so that's the 29th. So today is November the 26th, 2020. Write that down, just like you know when your birthday is. Like my birthday is November 29th. I know when it is. I ain't telling you the year. It ain't none of your business. But I do know what the year is. Okay? I also know I got saved October the 1st, 1965. Don't nobody have to ask me. You know, when I know exactly when. I can tell you what time and everything. I can tell you what the preacher was preaching and everything because it's an important date. That's your re-birthday. November the 29th is my natural physical birthday, and we celebrate that. And I'm grateful to God that he brought me to this earth. I'm grateful. But more important than that is my re-birthday, October the 1st, 1965. That's when I came to the Lord. So you see, you keep them both and celebrate them both. Honor God in your life, and he's going to honor you, beloved. All right, welcome to the family of God. I'm your big sis, Shepherdess Holmes. Anything I can do for you, let me know. Stick with Blog Talk Radio. It'll do you good. God bless you. Apostle Calendar, I'm done. It's back in your hands, sir.
Thank you so much, Shepherdess Holmes, for that word. What a word, what a word, what a word. Father, we thank you and praise you for Shepherdess Holmes. We thank you for her taking out her busy schedule and coming in and breaking bread with us and for us, feeding us today. There'll be glory after this. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. What I got there, that it was glory, glorious, rewarded, eternity. That's what he gave me.
Hallelujah. Yes.
After all that we go through, we experiencing some glory now because he's with us. But he's going
yes.
to be a victor. We have victory in him, and then we are victorious in every battle that we face because he is the one that's fighting for us. And then he said we'll be rewarded after this. That's the glory coming in. And then he says in eternity we will experience full glory. Oh, Lord, I just enjoyed that. I enjoyed that teaching like yesterday. Pastor Washington was delivered such a powerful testimony yesterday. It was just so powerful, I tell you. Glory to God. A lot of people are on the line. And we thanking God and praising God. You know, but every day is Thanksgiving for us. You know, a lot of people are doing so much today. We got to do this. And on Facebook, they're blowing up Facebook with Thanksgiving messages. You know, but every day we ought to be blowing up Facebook about Thanksgiving, giving God thanks because we are in the land
That's
of the
right.
living. Every day.
That's right.
Not only on Turkey Day. My Lord, I'm thanking God that I'm in the land of the living. I'm clothed in my right mind, have the activities of my limbs. My God, 71 years old, God has allowed me to reach 71. And Lord, I'm in good health, good shape and everything. I could get off the line yesterday and went outside and work on my truck. and my suspension was broken, and the Holy Spirit showed me exactly what I needed to do, and now the suspension is fixed, my Lord. I didn't have to take it to Cadillac deal and spend a whole bunch of money. I did it myself.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I'm thanking God. I'm thanking God. Hallelujah. Thanking God. Hallelujah. Jesus. I'm thanking God.
Yes.
So, my Lord. God is just so faithful to us, to me. I can got to make it personal. He's so faithful to me. I mean, Lord,
yes.
God makes things so simple to, for me to do. I be doing stuff, and then God will make it. He'll let me see the easy way. He'll let me see where the problem is,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have to be taking everything apart. I started
mm-hmm.
to take one wheel off where the pump was, and the Lord said, don't take the wheel off. Just take the skirt off that's inside the wheel. And once you take that off, you're going to see the pump, and everything going to be right there. Lord, I told my wife, honey, I got it. I said, honey, I got it. The Lord showed me right where I had to go, and it was right
mm-hmm.
there. I fixed the problem.
That's
God. We're thanking God and praising God for you and for all of all, you all that came on the line today to hear a word from the Lord. That was truly a blessed word. I tell you, it was just a blessed word. I mean, she would just take us through the scriptures, and she takes us through some different analogies that she was using and nuggets that she was dropping in there. It was just right for us right today. Just to know, you got to really trust God. If you really want to experience the glory, you have to stay connected to Him. You have to get involved with God's stuff. That's where the glory comes from. When you get involved with God's stuff, and I like in the prayer of salvation when you say connect with some people, godly people, people that know the word, people that are teaching and preaching the gospel. Get connected
yes.
with the people that are living the word, not only preaching the word, but living the word. But you got a lot of people. We see people now here, right here in my state. People are leaving the churches because preaching the gospel, but they don't have no love. They don't have no compassion. Don't have no grace, no mercy. You know, so people are leaving the churches. I mean, because they got sick and tired of being sick and tired of people giving them half truths. You know, it sounds good, but it's not the truth.
Yeah.
A half truth is a lie. So the glory not going to follow half-truth. The glory going to follow the truth. The truth. They say you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. Not a half-truth, the truth, the full truth. And what a lot of these folk are doing, they're using a lot of highfalutin words and stuff, but they're not teaching and preaching the full truth of God's word and talking against sin. See, they're not speaking against sin. I hear one person say that in the government saying out now they're saying, and I heard it out the people's mouth right on on YouTube. And said, when we get in that position, when we get in our position, we're going to take away that control that the church have and what the church says. Now, you know, not the church of God, but the church of men. Hallelujah. Because Satan cannot do nothing to the church of God, but the church of men, that's why you see a lot of men, they want to have that 501c tax-exempt stuff. And as long as you have that, the government going to have control over you. They're going to tell you what
that's
to preach
right.
and what not to preach. And if you
that's
keep
right.
preaching what you want to preach, if you're a true believer like we are, they're going to come in your church and shut your church down. But you know, I love what Jesus did. Jesus tell Peter, go throw the line out. And the first fish you get, they're going to have a gold coin in the mouth. And that fish had a coin, Peter, look at the inscription. He said, that's Caesar. Well, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God. Man, that means,
yeah.
and make sure you pay for me too. Even Jesus paid taxes. So we got to get right, because if you really want to experience the glory, like you're talking about this morning, saying there's glory after this, man, you had to get right and do the way God said do it. Everybody wants to have a 501c because they can go buy a car, buy a TV, and say it's for the church. Well, it's not for the church. It's for their big mansion. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
And, you know, reason crookery. You can't do that. And I know a lot of pastors do that. They buy big old cars and stuff, big SUVs, and they say it's for the church. It's not for the church. It's their own personal car, but they don't pay no tax.
Uh-huh.
They don't pay no tax. See? And God's looking at all that stuff. That's why they don't experience the glory that you're talking about. They're going
That's
through
right.
torments, but they no glory
right.
after what they're doing. There's no glory after what they're doing. And I thank you for that work, or that was right on time work, because I was right there laying there. I was listening to that. I said, my Lord, that is awesome. That is right there, right where we need to be, right to know, because we're not doing this just for people to hear. We're doing this to experience the glory of God. I want to, I don't
right.
know about you all, but I want to experience the glory of God every day of my life. I don't want to wait till I die to experience the glory of God. I want to experience the glory of God while I'm living. So in that way,
That's
I have
right.
to live in purpose. I got to live in understand. When I'm living in purpose, I'm going to experience the glory. So I pray God blesses over you, over your family. And I tell you, don't eat too much turkey today. I'm just going to eat a little bit and have a little bit of pie. I'm not going to eat too much of that stuff today. My wife just told me, she said, when you ready, when the line shut down, I'm going to heat up everything. I said, well, it's early to start eating. Well, you know, they eat early. Start eating early because they eat a whole lot all through the day. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have a little bit of everything. But I thank God for you all, and thank you, Shepherdess Holmes. Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, and the Lord give you peace. The line is open if anyone want to come on in and encourage Shepherdess Holmes, and then we'll close up because I know you all want to get close to your turkey table. So the line is open. Well, nobody's seeing anything, so we're going to pray it out. We're going to pray out. Father God, we thank you and praise you, O God. We thank you and praise you for the word that you have given us. Thank you for sharing this home. And thank you for all the turkeys that you place, you're allowed to be placed on the tables today. Lord, we bless every turkey, every potato salad, every rice dish, every pie dish. Oh, my God, every potato dish, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every ham dish. We bless all that we eat to the fish dish. Lord, we ask that you, Lord, let your hand rest upon everything that we eat today, that it will be nourishment for our bodies, as your word is nourishment for our souls. We ask you, Father God, to continue to bless this nation, continue to bless the presidency, bless the Congress and the senators and the judges and the mayors, O God, and Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless all those that are in authority, O God, those that are the watchmen over the house of the Lord. We ask, Father God, that you draw us all closer to you, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you cause us to submit to your way and to your will. And, Father, we are praying today that you open the eyes and the ears of your men and women servants, O God. Open the eyes that they might see and hear, O God, and that they might speak the uncompromising truth, infallible truth of your word. Father, we pray today, Lord God, that you protect our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Lord, we pray, Father God, for a protection in the airways, on the waterways, on the trainway, on the busway, on the highways. Lord, we pray for protection today. Lord, we know that many will be drinking and drugging and driving on the highways, but Lord, we pray for safety. And Lord, we pray that you send out, O God, people into the vineyard, that they might go out there and declare the truth, as even Shepherd's Home declared today, that somebody might be saved, O God. After all of this Thanksgiving eating and drinking, Lord, let somebody have a desire, hunger, and thirst for righteousness,
yes.
O God, that they
yes.
might be filled, O God. And Father, as we leave this line, but not your presence, O God, we thank you for Pastor Linda Washington, Pastor James Washington. We thank you for
yes.
Pastor Stewart and Pastor Joyce Stewart. We thank you for Deacon Fraser. We thank you for Pastor Brown and Evangelist Brown, for Deacon Fraser. Lord, we thank you for his mom. Lord, we thank you for
yes.
Evangelist Campbell and Evangelist Tina and Evangelist Sheila. Lord God, we thank you for Prophetess Jackie. Oh God, for Prophetess Misha. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all those that you have called to be part of this blog talk. Really, from time to time, they pop in. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you continue to rain on us, rain righteousness on us as we break up this fallow ground, God. We are seeking your face, oh God. We are seeking righteousness each day, oh God. Father, we don't proclaim to be all that in a bag of chips and a Pepsi Cola, but Lord, we are proclaiming that you as Lord, that you are Savior, that you are Redeemer, and Lord, you are the keeper of our souls. Father, we ask, oh God, that you continue to strengthen us where we are weak, oh God, and make us strong where we are stronger, where we are strong. Oh God, we ask for your watchful eyes over everything that we say and everything that we do, oh God. We thank you, oh God, We thank you, oh God, for your omnipotent presence, your omnipresence, your omniscient presence. Lord, we thank you for watching us and keeping us, oh God, for supplying our every needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember, O God, to tell whoever you come in contact with today that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. It may be the word that you're speaking to somebody's ear gate today that will make all the difference in their lives. It might stop someone from committing suicide. It might stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. He said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Jesus just wants us to let all that he's done, his characteristics, be in our walk, in our talk, in our life. Hallelujah. So what we do should be glorifying him, should be edifying the body, should be terrifying the devil. We thank God and we pray for Minister Ondeer while she's aware. And she'll be home soon. And we are thanking God for her. We're thanking God for her, God blessing her and keeping her. And you will get the news when she returns. She'll give you all her report. She'll have a testimony that she's coming with. So we are thanking God for that. And we bless the name of the Lord Jesus. You all have a blessed, happy Thanksgiving. As always, every day is Thanksgiving. But enjoy your day with your family. And remember to wear your mask when there's strange people in the room. At different people and use sanitizers. Use your sanitizers. Sanitize your stuff, the doorknobs and all that stuff. If you got a cool strange card, make sure you carry a wipe with you that you can wipe the handle and where you rest your hand, you know, because you pick up the germs. Just use common sense. All of this basic common sense. Basic common sense. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you all and we pray that we see you all tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow if the Lord say the same. And we'll be back here Saturday and Sunday morning if the Lord say the same. God bless you all and have a blessed, happy Thanksgiving. We love you all and God love you more. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thanks. We love you. God bless.
Bless. Bye-bye.